This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
This is Shrikant Shastri for Touchstone Radio. While I reflect on the 2007 Gay Awareness Week celebrated here at Texas A&M in the month of April, I'm reminded of an email I received that talks about the history behind the event. With attitudes on campus and in the community ranging from quiet acceptance to fiery backlash, I think it's important to remember the story behind Gay Awareness Week. The following has been constructed from emails I received and information available online. On April 4, 1976, a new student service group for gays and lesbians met with Dr. John Coldis, who was then the Vice President of Student Affairs, asking permission to advertise their meeting times on campus. Their request was denied because they were not an officially recognized student group. Only official student organizations had that privilege. So the next day, the group filed for recognition, but they were denied on the grounds that the group was not, quote, consistent with the philosophy and goals of Texas A&M University, unquote. Undeterred, the group filed a lawsuit against the university in February of 1977. The district court ruled in favor of the university in 1981. The group filed an appeal against that ruling to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on August 3, 1984. This time, the court ruled unanimously in favor of the student group. The court said that the denial of recognition by Texas A&M University amounted to a violation of the group's First Amendment rights. The court noted that the university had recognized other groups that sought acceptance and integration of their particular lifestyle in the university community, and it allowed officially recognized religious student groups to use school facilities to present their view that homosexuality conflicted with the teachings of the Bible. Needless to say, this ruling was not received favorably by Texas A&M University. Rising to the university's defense, private donors contributed large sums of money, encouraging the university to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court in an attempt to overturn the ruling. On April 1, 1985, the Supreme Court dismissed the case, upholding the lower court's decision in favor of the student group. On June 6, 1985, the Gay Student Services was quietly recognized by the Texas A&M University. It is in commemoration of this Supreme Court ruling that we celebrate Gay Awareness Week in April every year. The Gay Student Services is now known as GLBTA. It stands for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Students Association. For Touchstone Radio, this is Shrikant Shastri.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KUS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.